Just one halakha, Maran in Siman Kuf Ayin Gimal talks about the isur of having fish and meat together. Maran writes, Ben Basar Le Dagim, when a person, let's say, is having meat and then wants to go to fish or vice versa, Choval Litol, he has an obligation to wash his hands in between. Mishum de kasher le davar aher, because bar minan it is sakana, it can cause davar aher, which is referring to a form of leprosy. The hamira sakantam isura, and we treat the seriousness of sakana on a very, very great degree. It can cause different type of sicknesses, God forbid. So one is not allowed to eat them together, fish and meat, meat and fish. But one would not be allowed certainly to have a combination. If they were cooked together, for example, some type of dish that has in it meat and fish that was cooked together, certainly that's going to be forbidden. Our minhag is to be careful when it comes to chicken as well. Chicken and fish also are not allowed to be eaten together. However, it is permissible to sit at the same table. If somebody's eating meat and you're eating fish, it's permissible to sit at the same table. Even though, for example, by milk and meat, it's forbidden to sit at the same table unless you have something separating. But by meat and fish, we don't make that chumrah. For example, this would happen many times if a person goes to a wedding again. The wedding, they're serving fish, they're serving meat, they have different stations. This guy comes to the table with a piece of salmon. The other guy comes to the table with a piece of meat. They're allowed to sit at the same table together. However, one has to be very careful and not rely on caterers when it comes to this. When you're standing on the line to get the food, so many times the guy doesn't realize it. He puts on the same plate. He puts a piece of fish and he puts the meat. It's not allowed to be on the same plate. And you're not allowed to use the same utensils either. You have to have a separate place for the fish. And now, even though you put it on a separate plate, you can't take one bite of this and one bite of that. You have to finish the fish first, or the meat, whichever one you want, and preferably, according to the halakha, you're supposed to wash your hands in between. This happens as well to people that eat on Friday night fish. So the right way to have the fish is, you're supposed to have a separate plate. Not like some people that have one big plate, and they put the meat on it, and the fish on it. It's asur. You have a salad plate, for example, on top. You put the fish. The custom is to eat that first, if you eat fish on Leil Shabbat, which is a nice minhag. Then, preferably, it's proper to wash your hands after you have the fish, because sometimes the people touch it with their hands. Now you're going to touch the meat, it's going to be together. So therefore, in that case, we better to separate with eating even a piece of bread in between, washing the hands, and separating the dishes, as well as the fork. Don't use the same fork that you had the gefilte fish on Friday night, and then use it to have now a piece of meat. That's a sur. You have to have a separate fork as well. Now, the question was asked in halakha, we'll conclude with this. A lady had a meat pot. What does a meat pot mean? She cooked meat in it, but now it's clean, like a frying pan. And she came along within 24 hours, and she went and she fried in that pot a piece of fish. So she wants to know now, is that fish permissible to eat? Because now it has the flavor of the pot, which is meat, that went into the fish. Halakha says very clearly, they did not forbid fish and meat when it comes to the pots. And therefore, even if you would cook fish in a meat pot or meat in a fish pot, so long as the pot was clean, I'm not worried about what comes out of the pot and goes into the food. It's only with somehow it's actual fish and actual meat itself. Again, this is something that people should be careful about and not rely on caterers, again, that are lax when it comes to this sometimes. They don't know. What does the goy know when it's not his obligation to know? You can't blame him. When he puts the fish right on top of the meat, then everybody be forbidden to eat both of them.